The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar! Know your rights!
What are we going to call this one?
Number one!
You see, the boys
have the right to free speech.
I mean, what is the 100th episode? Right? I feel like I put out a couple of half episodes, or they're like full episodes. Wonder. Yeah, let me look. You know what? I can just fucking look, dudes. If I go to Podcast Addict, which is how I listen to podcasts, it says 103 publishings. 103, that's what it says. Now, one of them was for sure only 40 seconds, so we're not going to count that. So there's at least 102 publishings, right? Right. Anyway, the boys are going to get, we're going to have, I think so. We got, not today, by the way, not today. This is what I'm trying to get to. Today we're going to have Blake Scala, Jared Helfer, and Johnny Smith. Regulars, all of them in their own right. Jared and Blake, real regular. Johnny's been on, I don't know how many, what, three or four times at least? At least. But today is Johnny's going away episode. He's leaving. He's hitting the highway. He's what we're going to call Porta Johnny, right? No, and, but that brings me back to what episode are we calling this? Now, I'm just going to call it 899 BC. You know as well as I do, this is kind of the 100th episode. But what is the 100th episode, you know? Like I said, there's 102 episodes published. I don't remember why I had two-parters. I'm not even going to go look back and look, because it just doesn't make any fucking difference to me. The point is Sky, Blake, and Jared really want to get together and do 100th, and I'm very grateful for that. So we are going to call this 899 BC, Porta Johnny. And then after that, we will have 900 BC. And I don't know what we're going to call that one. Centurions? It's tough to say. Either way, look forward to that next week. We were forced to reschedule that one. We wanted to have it recorded for this week. Family issues for one guy. And booked at another thing. Millvale Music Festival. Shout out to the historic Millvale Music Festival. And by that I mean it's history. Shit's over. So don't plan on going. But if you're in Pittsburgh and it's early summer next year, check out the Millvale Music Festival, where Jared Helfer and many other of our local comedians, that's weird because it's a music festival, but they definitely had a comedy stage. Anyway, we were performing. I had a thing at the Arcade Comedy Theater. No big deal. Went great. Shout out to Tone Montana and Sam Bentley. Thanks for having me on that show. Either way, because of complications, 900's next. Today, instead, we have what I like to consider 899 BC, Porta Johnny, Johnny Smith, one of our Huggy Bear type locals, moving to Austin, Texas, guys, which is good because we like, you know, we like to spread our seed here at Regular Episodes, and we're gonna pretend we've fertilized Johnny. But Oh, so I know in this this episode we talk about going to play flag football, which we did, by the way. I'm just going to... Spoiler alert. Not that it will be said in this episode, because this is before, right after this episode we went and did that. And I don't know if you're like me, but boy, howdy, do you not realize how little athleticism you use. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll get out and I'll like kind of push myself, you know, when I'm doing stuff. I take the stairs. I walk places. Occasionally, I'll skateboard across the parking lot. And that's all fine and good. But I have not played flag football or any chase me around type thingamabob for a long time. And that's what really pushes me, guys, is like, if working out, like if they had CrossFit gyms where you like, I don't know, you did something productive, you know, and you could like literally go there and work for, you know, almost nothing. We'll call it piecemeal work, but get a workout. I would do that because I would be competitive with the other people there. You know, I wouldn't want to be the weakest. And that's what pushes you when you go to like the flag football. You know what I mean? And I got to say, a lot of sore muscles the following day, right? That's what brings us to today's unofficial, in no way associated with the podcast sponsor, Willow Station. You see, we were all invited out to play flag football by the Joey Purse. Now, the Joey Purse, notable from his TikTokery and other said internet endeavors, spelled just like you'd think it would be, look him up, hosts a open mic, because, you know, he's good for the scene, with Brandon Johnson at a place called Willow Station. So I figured I'd give them the fucking shout out. Now, if you want to go to Willow Station, they will stay open for comedy on a Tuesday night in Pittsburgh. Now, Willow Station, if you look it up on the internet, turns out it's a train stop. But just go there. Just go to the train stop, guys, because the bar's across the street. And if we do our comedy fast enough, you can catch the last train home. Willow Station. A not DUI waiting to happen? That should be on their sign. Willow Station, not a DUI waiting to happen. Although they do have a big parking lot in the back for a place that's right across from the train station. Anyway, today's episode, a real nifty one. We're calling it 899 BC. Porta Johnny with Johnny Smith, Blake Scala, and Jared Helfer. Nice. So now we can look shit up if we want to.
Whoa.
This is... Should I do a podcast? Let's see what it says,
dude. According to Tyler Basu, if you have a lot of passion and expertise on a specific topic, you should definitely consider hosting a podcast on that topic.
Not if it's just you and your friends rambling about nothing. Have an actual idea.
Fairly passionate. It's too late. I do not know what I'm talking about.
Man. It's about to be the 100th episode. We're supposed to have a topic.
Yeah, I don't care and I don't know what I'm talking about.
The last episode I was on, they asked me, what is it about? I said, I don't know.
That is the exact question I get most is, so what's it about? And you're like, four people in the same room is left enough.
We're here.
We're here. How come I can't hear you? Now can you hear?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better.
Oh, that's hot.
That's hot. Does it sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
All right. What about you?
You should trademark that. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever done that one before.
I think like maybe Beats would buy that, you know? Beats.
Can you hear me? No.
The fruit? Yeah, the fruit. Are beets a fruit, dude?
They're a vegetable.
They're a vegetable, man.
They're a root vegetable.
There's something else. I don't know what they are.
They don't qualify.
Where's Dwight Schrute when you need him?
Probably.
Are your headphones loud?
Where is he? I didn't watch that. Where is
he? The Office. No. You ever seen The Office?
No, not really.
It's an amazing show.
I mean, I know about it.
How's your headphones?
I don't know where Dwight Schrute is right now.
Dwight Schrute, he would probably be in Scranton on his beet farm.
Okay.
I mean, so he ran a beet farm. That's why I mentioned him when you spoke about beets.
I think he's on the run. From Johnny Law.
From Johnny Law.
Speaking of On the Run and Johnny's.
Oh, shit.
This is kind of your going away episode.
What do you mean kind of? This is my going away episode. I am out of here in less than 2 weeks.
You might still be on again. Maybe we'll go to Austin and have a little trip sometime.
Have at it.
Maybe we'll have a coming back episode in a few months. We'll have another going away episode.
Maybe we'll do one at your wake, man.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'm out of here on the 26th. It's my last day in Pittsburgh.
26. Today is like the 20-something. 20.
Today, I thought today was like the 15th or the 16th.
Sure.
It's both.
It will be.
We record these over a couple days.
So what is it? Stitch them
all together. They're like 15? Cricket games. Yeah. We can't stop the podcast until somebody's clearly won.
Sometimes we get a sentence. It's like David Lynch making Eraserhead. It takes like 10 years.
Did that movie take 10 years?
Yeah. Dude?
Jesus.
Have you seen Eraserhead?
No, I have not.
I saw it when I was very young, but it was black and white, right?
Yeah, it's crazy shit. It makes a lot of sense. Now. Like, it's really just about some bored dude that has a kid or something like that.
Do you guys need anything out of this? Jared, I do have your one beer from last time.
Hey.
You told me to save.
I'm good for now.
Did you ever see that movie?
Still got other stuff.
It's called like Boyhood or something like that, and they just had like filmed it over 15 years, and it was just about this kid growing up. So they'd have him come back like every year.
Wasn't that with like Ethan Hawke or something?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I didn't see it. I've never heard it. Wasn't great, but
I didn't see it.
That would suck. 15 years, and people were like, not good.
I mean, I guess you see time pass on screen, but that happens all the time. That's every movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting idea to use the same actor, like let him age. But
yeah,
they could have just got some better casting directors.
Well, the thing is with CGI now, you don't even need to do that shit.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You don't. The fucking young guys, those one guys for the Scorsese film, right?
Douglas for the Ant-Man movie? They made him look real young.
I don't know who Douglas is, but I believe you. Yeah,
what's his name? Michael Douglas? What? One of them.
Yeah. It gets fucking weird though when they're super old and they're trying to, because like they have old man movement.
They did it with Robert Downey Jr. In one of his simulations, they made him look like a younger man.
They're supposed to be like beating a guy up in the street and they're like almost like tipping over because they're fucking so old. But they're like, just make them look young while they're fucking falling over.
That part really is a masterpiece. Yeah.
I hope this hitman doesn't break his hip.
Yeah, dude.
It's a strange.
The Irishman, is that the
Yeah. That's a good one. I like
it. It's all right.
I've never seen that one. I heard it was like 3 hours, and I was like, I don't got that time to waste.
You don't have to watch the whole thing in one sitting, though, nowadays.
Well, that's a lot. That's a big commitment. I don't want to commit to that.
Right now,
I watch all my movies in 2.5x.
Do you? There's a way to do that on YouTube, isn't there, to play like 1.5 and still have audio?
When I was watching, like, there was a summer when I was like 12, and I just watched like the top 100 movies of all time, best movies, and I just watched them in like 3x speed. Six a day.
And was there audio, or were you reading subtitles?
No, I was watching the audio. I don't know why I did it. I guess I was like, I just got to watch them all in a summer.
How accurate was the list?
There's some good ones.
Subjective, regardless.
What's number one? Like Citizen Kane? Is that number one?
It's usually up there.
I don't think they saw the Avengers.
The bicycle thieves and stuff.
If you put Rosebud or the fucking Citizen Kane movie against like the third Avengers, whatever it is, like on a screen in 1920, nobody's going.
I just saw the
Citizen Kane.
Doctor Strange movie blows Citizen Kane out of the fucking water.
Really?
Oh my god! Way visually stunning. Way more than Citizen Kane ever could be.
Yeah, I'm sure like most...
That's the one where he rides the rocket in the ground, right? Like at the end.
Not Strange Love. The new Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, never mind.
Jesus, what are the
tangents.
Yeah, they're like 40-year-old references here.
Doctor Strange Love.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I just saw that in theaters.
That's a good one, too. Yeah,
they're crazy.
Yeah.
The Eraserhead, I can't believe it took 10 years, though. So it's basically like the boy who they filmed, because they did that for like 12 years, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, didn't Avatar take 10 years to make?
Yeah, because James Cameron had to like go to the bottom of the ocean to get some
of course.
Shells and stuff.
You know,
stuff
there's
like
finally
that
coming out with a sequel.
Yeah.
I just saw the preview for the sequel, and who gives a shit?
I'll get high and watch it. Just get high and watch it.
I get high and do everything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just do that.
So just leave that part off. It's yeah, a given,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, it's a given.
Yeah, it's going to be shitty out. You know, like when of those come out? Winter? It's probably like during the winter and they got like, I don't know. Navi, don't you want to see the Navi?
No,
Johnny?
I could care less about those things.
Do you have any idea what a Navi is, Blake? You're literally picking your microphone like a chimp grooming another chimp.
You don't have Pandora fever.
No, I only saw the first one because it was in 3D, and I thought it was cool, but like I didn't care much for the storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah.
It was like, but this movie's shitty otherwise, so why would I want to go see the second one?
Avatar, is that
one? Yeah.
It was a Pocahontas movie, scene for scene.
And with my name, that's the last thing I need to hear.
It's like scene for scene almost. Like this, foreign military invader, John Smith, comes into town.
Oh, here we go.
Back and starts dating the chick.
Yeah.
It gets all, it's definitely Pocahontas.
John Smith too. Doesn't date. John Smith is just a good time for the night.
Yeah, that's right. We can scripts or whatever they call it.
I mean, Avatar was good for me because I always wanted to see a movie about the Na'vi, you know? So I was like, they hadn't made a movie about that.
He's riding this one hard.
What the fuck is he talking about? That's the indigenous, I would say.
Right? Yeah. Do you know those? There's a thing called, like, what is it? Pandora sickness? Where people, this is a real thing.
Okay.
It's in the world where... the human world, where...
Oh, okay. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
I was very curious.
Yeah. I was almost stuck in dog country for a minute there, dude.
Some people watch Avatar so much, and they get lost in the movie that they, like, get, like, genuinely depressed from not being...
Sometimes natural selection needs to be allowed to happen. Because that's... I have a lot of sympathy for a lot of things, but I can't have sympathy for that. I've watched this movie so much, I'm depressed I'm not there.
I can't watch a movie like twice in a year. Like,
I don't watch a lot of anything, really.
Movies are like comedy. The first time you see them, like all you get all the surprises, and that's the best time. And then after that, if you hear a joke again, you're like, yeah, that's a good joke. I don't know, man.
There's some movies I love watching over and over and over
again. Watching shows because like I finish a show and I just feel empty inside, you know.
Yeah, you're like, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah,
what am I supposed to do now? Tonight I've got the last episode of Ozark.
One of the worst ones I ever got was when I watched Freaks and Geeks because they canceled it too early.
I'm like,
why is there not?
I do more? Remember that one. It was
there
cute.
Should be more.
That was good.
That took me a week and a half to get over.
A week and a half to get before I moved on. I just eased it in by watching old episodes of Friends, and then
I don't like Friends at all. No one does.
How does that show fucking?
Because it was the generation older than us enjoys it.
I don't know. My girl likes those kind of sitcom-y shows.
Happy Whites. Everybody wants to watch Happy Whites.
But
on
like,
TV.
They weren't relatable to me. I didn't find anything they said all that funny. They were annoying. Like they were quirky and shut up.
Yeah.
None of it made sense. And then the antics they would get in, it's like, that's not real. This doesn't make any sense.
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Friends.
I think being a writer on one of those shows would be a great, like...
paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, if you're going to... like, especially if you'd made decent money and just wanted to retire as a writer or whatever.
Good paycheck.
Because you just write form jokes, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, it can be done well, but...
Yeah.
It can be done bad and still succeed.
Yeah, fucking around. I watch enemies. You watch enemies?
I don't know what that is.
Anytime I see like two
friends.
Enemies, I definitely pay attention.
Oh, I see where you did that.
It was kind of like Friends.
Okay. I feel like an idiot for walking into it. Really.
I do see what he did
oh,
there.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sitcom. I loved Roseanne. I loved that show.
Yeah. The old one. Before she got her first facelift. That's when Roseanne was at her best, dude. Back when she had a round face.
I mean,
season nine
was pretty wonky. But
didn't it end with like so Dan dies?
It,
right?
it ended with all that stuff being wrong. Yeah. Like her mother was like gay, and David ended up with Becky or some shit, and Dan died way back when he had his heart. Like I cried my little eyes out at the series finale.
Yeah,
I did. I lost.
It was all a dream. Is that what it was?
It was just all her. I don't know what the hell it was, but it was messed up.
Something she thought of while taking pills and tweeting.
I went to bed when Roseanne was on. That just meant it was time to go to bed for me. It was before my time. It's heyday.
It's old people stuff.
It's not that good that if you look back on it.
Roseanne?
Yeah, I've watched reruns of it.
I think it's quality.
It's all right.
It's still real blue-collar struggle.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of jokes. You know what I mean?
Because it was a relatable show, man. There was love. There was anger. I know that, there was
that's
struggle.
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. For a sitcom to be a writer would be a fun, easy job, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Be like, oh, friends, more like enemies. Oh,
exactly. Exactly. That's a fucking hit.
That's for good.
Yeah, like that's something. That's so something Chandler would say. Dude.
Yeah.
You know.
Remember dinosaurs? Speaking of sad endings, yeah. Did you watch that?
The apocalypse or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, of course dinosaurs. It ends with the meteor coming down.
How did
and
you
killing
guys not know? We all knew how it
characters.
Ended the whole time.
Yeah.
What the hell's dinosaurs?
It was a show with like these big animatronic dinosaurs. It was kind of like a ripoff of Roseanne, honestly.
Yeah, there was, honestly.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah, I know
and there
exactly
was the one,
what you're talking about. I hit the like daddy Roseanne. Or something like
wait,
that.
Wait, did they look like weird puppets or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think it was like a Jim Henson.
Like dinosaur things.
There were like, suits, like the Ninja
the dad
Turtles
essentially was Dan, but as a dinosaur.
Well, I guess it.
Yeah,
Roseanne
you're
ripped
right,
off
it really
dinosaurs because dinosaurs
came first.
Came first.
Yeah, it's just the documentary footage was discovered later.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
It was filmed.
Buried in the Yucatan mountains.
I keep trying to like think to myself, like, what year did dinosaurs come out? What year did... And they're just fucking... They're on some other shit right now.
Dumb it down.
Yeah, I was trying to decide that whole time if we were talking about just dinosaurs like a show or just...
There is a TV show called Dinosaurs.
Just, yeah.
There is a father, a mother, and the baby always hits the dad with a frying pan.
There was two teenagers. One had on like a Letterman jacket
chick.
The
he
whole
has
time.
The boy, and he had a mohawk.
Yeah, and then there was a girl,
and she had the whatever that fanny hair is. You know what I mean? Like that, like the
like a Lisa
peacock.
Simpson almost,
like a Lisa Simpson almost.
My first crush.
Yeah.
First TV crush, the girl from Dinosaur, dude.
Then you move on to Barney.
Oh god,
that type of stuff, and now it's just lizards. I just.
Just any lizard.
Just any lizard just gets me going off.
Kids nowadays are all just fucking attracted to lizards now.
Yeah, it's
you have to wait till like the third or fourth week that a new Godzilla comes out to go because you don't want to get boners in front of the kids.
Yeah, that's my porn.
That's your porn,
that's
dude.
That's my like.
That's
yeah,
your Pee Wee Herman.
That's my
moment.
Debbie Duds Dallas.
You know, I don't buy into the whole Godzilla shit.
Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
You don't think Godzilla's real?
No. I mean, like how like people love the Godzilla shit, like all these old movies
it's
and then
pretty
the new movies.
It's really fertile. Like
I've,
you throw
I've
it out in the fields.
A bunch of stuff. Not Godzilla a fan, man. Shit. Not a fan. I did
it's
see.
Corny. It's
what was it?
Be.
Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah,
I like that, but only because
that was pretty,
Kong really
pretty sweet. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're fun, but they're not like groundbreaking movies.
They're not Citizen Kane.
No.
I mean, the first
Kong
one...
does cool shit. Godzilla just like walks and everything falls. It's like this isn't fun.
Yeah, this isn't fun.
He's got like a blowtorch breath thing. Godzilla does. That's his.
I don't know. I gotta defend the Godzilla movies. They're pretty. It's some dude dressing up in a Godzilla costume.
A dude in a suit.
I mean, I know what it is.
Whacking over,
kicking over shit.
I know what it is.
And then someone just. It's so funny. It's like the funniest stuff ever.
If I want to see Godzilla style stuff, I can just watch the original Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but Godzilla predates the
first Godzilla movie, like the first like Godzilla from like 1954, that movie is really good because it's about something, you know.
You know, that's back when Godzilla
like,
stood for
me.
Something.
Well, yeah,
maybe it's
it
me.
Was,
but
it was
99
like,
times out of 100, one of the qualifications where I can even call a movie good is it has to be in color. that's our real big one. Like American
what?
History
to Kill
X
a Mockingbird
was pretty fucking dope, but. Most things have to be in color.
Like the original Godzilla, it's the black and white adds
Schindler's
to like,
List.
Yeah, see, there's
barely
exceptions.
Saved it at the
that's
end, dude.
99 out of 100.
Barely saved it.
Schindler's List
end.
is I'm not gonna say it's a good movie, but you understand what I'm saying about.
No,
the movie.
It's a good movie.
Well, I don't want to call it a good movie, but
I think
movie.
We can all get behind that movie.
It's a pretty good one.
Whatever, it is what it is. I thought Clerks was good.
Yeah.
Black and white. Yeah. What else did you not like that you should have
liked? What about
liked?
That Abraham Lincoln picture?
You know, the one
that
on the
where
money?
He's signing. I mean, they just didn't have the color.
Yeah, and that's why. And they didn't have the technology. They didn't have the writing.
Yeah.
They didn't have, you know, they had a bunch of bullshit. I don't care about that bullshit.
That original Godzilla, it kind of adds to like the... like graininess. It's kind of like a seedy, like it just feels old. It just feels like
it doesn't feel old. It is old, dude.
Do you think aliens found like a cache of our film history that they would think that our society evolved into color? That they wouldn't even, they'd be like misdiagnosis. They're like, in around 1940, their culture actually evolved into becoming colorful. Before that, they were.
It would be hilarious.
Their planet was very gray before that.
Didn't color come around like the early 60s, like late 50s, early 60s?
I mean, Wizard of Oz, I guess.
50s, but I don't know.
Wizard of Oz had color.
What?
That's like the 30s.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Yeah. I say, it would be great if like we know aliens are coming in like 2 days, right? And then we just all hide, blow up our cities, and then leave a bunch of King Kongs around and Godzilla movies.
Like skeletons? Yeah. So that they're like, oh, well, this place is already destroyed.
Oh, I guess a big-ass thing killed all their cities. Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be a fun con, but I don't know if it would work, dude. They wouldn't get them off your back.
Aliens are dumb. I bet they're dumb. We all think that they're smart because they got cool cars. Some of the dumbest people on the planet got cool cars.
I think
that's fair.
You just got to buy the cars.
That's fair.
Just got to buy the cars.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go do that. What kind of car should I get?
I just bought a brand new 2009.
Brand new to you, right? Yeah. Hey, you still beat me by year. I got a 2008.
So. I got a 2009. That's
a good car.
Chevy Malibu. LVX.
How many miles?
107.
That's pretty good. I bet it'll go 200.
I hope so.
Yeah. We'll do whatever they say, you know, like the oil changes and shit. Yeah.
You're driving that to Texas?
Yeah.
You got like a trailer?
No. I'm just taking my clothes,
taking
man.
Your shit, yeah.
I've been getting rid of everything.
How nice was it to get rid of that fucking car rental payment?
I still got it. It's the last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the rental out there. My car's red.
Okay, so then when you trade that in, you're going to be making payments, I would assume, on the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're
significantly lower.
Significantly lower. From what you said, you were getting railroaded.
I was paying $1,500 a month for this car. My payment's like
as a rental, dude.
Yeah, my payment's like $430 a month for the other car.
Yeah, so a third.
Yeah, and I told the dude, I was like, look, I don't care what the payments are. I can afford to pay it. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm paying $1,500 a month for this. Whatever you tell me is going to be okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we got you down to 430. I was like, fucking sweet.
Where'd you buy that? Did you get it from Johnny Trafficaney or
J.D. Barber? I paid too much money for it.
Papillardo, the pop up of
Johnny T's No Nonsense Car Lot.
They would make a fun duo as a car lot, dude. One would be like the straight man and then the fucking goofball. It'd be like
yeah.
That'd be great. I'd love to go in and just waste Johnny's time. Act like I'm going to buy my first car
dude.
And not do it. I don't know. I think I'm going to support Justin.
Yeah, come there.
Look at these metal horses. That type of stuff.
That was my phone.
Oh.
Anyway. So you're going to take this car to Austin, which you've already been to scout or not?
I've been down there a couple times.
Couple to scout. How long did you stay when you were doing that?
I stayed, they were combined vacations too because my sister lives down there.
All right.
But I went down there for a week about 2 months ago.
All right.
And then the year before I went down for like a week. But I got a heavy week of traveling coming up.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I'm going to be in Baltimore and Thursday I'm going to be in Harrisburg. Then I come back for Friday and Saturday shows. Then I'm in New Jersey on Sunday.
God damn.
So you're just trying to really hit up this area before you move, essentially.
Well, I got a couple shows lined up.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
and then on Friday, I'm up that following Friday, I'm up in Chicago. So I'm leaving that day and never coming back. I'm going to Chicago. And then 2 days later, I got a gig in Michigan.
So
and then I'm headed down to Texas.
Right. So you're going to go straight from Michigan to Texas and leave us out of it. It makes sense.
Never come back. You might get a key to the city someday.
Sure, dude.
Yeah, who knows? Once I'm out of here, I'm fucking gone.
You'll
man.
Get a key, dude, okay. For sure.
Once I'm out of here.
Are you going to leave the Pittsburgh Comedy Open Mics group? That's the real...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, you're going to stay on?
Oh, no.
You're not gone, dude.
I'll still talk shit on it.
Yeah, that's what you
I'll
do.
Still come up there and talk my shit.
The most shit.
Fuck you, pussies. Yeah.
Open mics comedy.
I'm trying my best not to make like statuses that shit on the entire scene before I leave.
But you're tempted.
Every day I've typed something up and I go, no, delete that.
Delete that.
I'm like, oh, they stay steel, sharpen steel. I can't wait to get down there with some sharp knives. I'll see you motherfucking butter knives later.
I love your Facebook stuff. You're always, yeah, it's true. You're always like starting like a nice little shift. Not the thing that starts it all off, but the thing before the thing that starts. Before thing that starts it all off.
I'm a little squirrely, that's all.
Yeah.
I like to talk shit.
Yeah, leaving a nut on a train track or something like that.
A nut? That's your squirreliness. Yeah.
I used to do shit like that, I would dedicate entire days to that.
To smashing stuff?
No, all my mental space goes into these stupid online
I'll talk a little shit till somebody gets riled up, and I'll just be like, all right, I'm done commenting. You want to do something about it? See me in person, pussy. And just let it go, and they just, fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah, push the boulder a little bit off the cliff.
Yeah, that's all. I'll say, hey, I'm going to the mic tonight if you want to argue about it in person.
So I love it. Keeps it entertaining at work. Just staring at the internet. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like fucking around. Like, I like talking shit. I like starting shit.
There's a really beautiful...
I don't mean to be like mean if I don't want to come off as mean. I just like fucking off.
Yeah.
Like in the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a beautiful time on the internet where people were just like shooting the shit like they do in real life. You know, like they had no idea that their ideas
could be. It was always age, sex, location. Crimes.
Well, you know what it was? Yeah, exactly.
ASL.
22.
F. FL. And that, true. The 14-year-old would be like, 23. MPA. Yeah. Oh, let me see a picture. This is the picture I say I am of this grown ass man.
I think I think I might have like ASL'd with not the Beltway sniper, but the DC sniper.
Really?
I think so. Cause like, you know, I was like, yeah, 13, 14 or whatever, just chatting on AOL. Like, probably even young at like 11, 12. Like, I was like, oh, I'm 38.
Right, exactly.
Hard bodied dude from Florida
or whatever. Just catfishing.
Hard bodied dude. I love it.
Sure.
Oh my God, you're ridiculous.
Then, you know, of course, they were like 22. Like, yeah, 22 female DC, I think, or something like that. So I was like, send me pics.
Like, immediately sent pics.
I was looking up like pictures of
a sniper rifle.
I was looking up pictures of like, I don't know. Sure, I looked up hot guy on
Jared. Why does your search history say 38-year-old hot bodied man?
I got like David Duchovny pictures. I was sending those, and then some they sent me like a picture of just some dude. Like, I don't know, some dude. I was like, this is weird. Like, it got immediately weird. I was like, oh, that seems like a real picture.
Like, and, what kind of picture of some dude?
Yeah, you're not.
You just said a picture of some dude. What kind of picture did you get sent?
You don't look like China.
Yeah, someone pass me WWF.
But then, like, a couple days later, the DC, or like a couple weeks later, maybe a month later, I don't remember, that picture showed up on the news.
Oh, the guy
at least
that you got?
I think it was. I didn't save the picture or anything.
The guy that you got sent was on the news.
Yeah, it was on the news as the DC sniper.
I think
he was trying to recruit you, dude.
I don't know. That's why it was weird. Who knows?
Who knows?
It was weird. It was a weird.
That is odd. I mean, I had a teacher who said that she got picked up by who's the killer that was up in the Seattle area? Was that Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy. Gacy was in Chicago.
There's somebody who was doing it up in the Northwest, and she got picked up by that guy, but because of like happenstance.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that was it.
Courtney Love. Yeah.
Was it Ted Bundy?
Maybe. Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Let me look up Seattle serial killers.
Yeah. Then why am I so dumb? I could. Just
we got all this technology in front of us, man.
Seattle serial killer.
We're fucking living the dream.
Say that three times fast.
Anyone else kind of?
Gary Ridgway? What's that?
Yeah, that guy.
Where'd you meet the DC sniper? OkCupid or something?
No, just AOL chat rooms. Back in the day when you got 1,000 free hours. And you got kicked off because your mom was taking a telephone call.
Yeah, that's the truth back then.
You know what it was? Like, back in the day, it was truly anonymous. Because could never find these people unless you really wanted to, unless there was like a two-way street. Now it's like people share their shit on Facebook.
Yeah. It always amazed me that people could remember stuff that well. Like somebody would report like the guy, or they'd see his license or something. They'd be like, I remember he was from out of town. And I guess that was the best you could do. There was no computer like scanning of the license when somebody bought cigarettes. You know, if the person who worked the register didn't remember the guy who came through, then the serial killer could be, I don't know. No computers. He had hair. Stuff.
It's always crazy to me how accurate some police sketches wind up being.
Oh, yeah.
There was this one just case that never got solved, but if you look up the... it was like a trafficking case, but if you look up the fucking old police sketch, it looks exactly like Ghislaine Maxwell, and it's fucking crazy.
Oh, what?
It's so scary. There was just a report of some like white lady with short haircut that, you know, was the last person they saw the girl with or whatever.
But. Oh, my God. Damn, so they think it was her, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to prove it at any point.
She definitely did all that stuff.
Are you saying you don't think that that's going to be a fair trial? You don't think that they're just going to convict her?
Oh, I forgot she's not dead.
Yeah. Can you believe? Like, you just expect her to be dead, right?
Question for you on live air. Fellas.
Yeah, what is it?
Would you be interested in joining some fellow comedians later today?
Yes.
For some flag football?
Yes.
Possibly.
I can't commit to it yet.
5:00.
All right. I'll put a study on it when my girl gets
there. I'm into it.
Sure.
5:00 flag football, where at?
Tony Dorsett Field.
Tony Dorsett.
It's in like Hopewell.
Isn't he famous? Tony Dorsett.
Hopewell?
Yeah, Hopewell, like Aliquippa area.
Aliquippa?
Oh my God, don't act like you've never been there.
I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
I've been
there
like once.
How many guys we got? Who's all involved?
What's the name of that?
Joey Purse, Marcus Cox, myself. There's a couple other people involved.
Cool, I'm down.
It sounds like he's speaking.
Okay, I'm going to answer him now. I'm going to put it on. I'm right here with them. We're actually recording, Joe, but I'm going to ask you, they said 5:00 at Hopewell. Is that the confirmation, the Tony Dorsett Field? And we'll wait for him to respond.
Well, you sent that as a voice message.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. I don't ever do that.
Oh, I do that all the time because you can't screenshot my voice and I say some vicious shit.
That's interesting. I like that angle.
I'm not going to type out, let me see your titties.
I mean, you can play the recording, though.
Yeah, you can.
That's not my voice.
It's got to be more incriminating.
That's not my voice.
It's probably a little worse.
Yeah.
That's not my voice. I don't know what they're talking about.
That's why.
Johnny Smith impersonators.
Yeah, I'd be like, what's up with this dude? Why are you guys trying to take me down?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When you leave, we're going to need it. You're going to leave a Johnny Smith hole in...
First off,
so you got to get a Johnny
that's
Smith
the sweetest and most beautiful thing anyone's ever said.
a glorious hole.
That's a huge hole.
I hope it is. I hope and pray it is.
A Johnny Smith glory hole.
I don't think I'm too special. I think I bring a little seasoning of my own.
This hole dedicated to Johnny Smith. Then you just hear a thump, like a little unit come through.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying you got to get an intern real quick.
Just find a fat white guy, get him angry and aggressive.
I'm saying it can't be that hard.
It can't. You would think so, but I don't know. I don't want to talk shit on the other fat guys in the scene. Pussies.
I mean, in the city, you don't have to have, like, just get a...
Jared.
Some out of work.
I'm trying to keep my ego down, but I'm one of one.
Look, people need jobs, Johnny.
There's no impressionist. There's
creator.
No impressionist. Let me hear, Douglas, let me hear a Johnny Smith impression.
Douglas, let me hear a Johnny Smith impression.
That's terrible.
Hey, Douglas.
Yeah, you're getting close. You're getting warm.
Let me hear that impression, baby.
Hey,
baby.
Let me get a little lick of that impression.
Yeah.
Hey.
Cool, you know, jazz. You're always talking like jazz lingo and jazz slang and stuff like that.
Do I really?
Yeah, that's your whole thing.
Like, what do I say that's jazz lingo?
Yeah, I snapping. Yeah, yeah, it's always snapping. Just
you're always snapping, dude.
That type of stuff, like...
That's you, dude.
That's you, man.
If you had an action figure, that'd be one of the things that it did.
Hey, man, you down with the cool... That type of stuff. You always got, like, a half cigarette hanging out your mouth and stuff like that.
It's good that you're getting out of here because I think you're turning into the other Johnny.
Maybe you just
It's what, Johnny's what would, like molding together.
What would Johnny's catchphrases be whenever you squeeze his hand?
Yeah,
like, right. Fuck these other comics.
Pull the string. Pull the string. Fuck these other comics. There's got to be three on there, though, right?
We just got to shave a Bigfoot. If we get a Bigfoot doll, a Bigfoot plush, just take off the hair. Just put put little tattoos on it and a pair of glasses. It's a Johnny Smith doll.
This is more accurate than I thought it was going to be. fuck those other comics. Apparently, I say that quite a bit.
You give the vibe, dude. You give the fuck those other comics vibe.
Yeah,
but I love all the other comics. All
right, right, right.
I talk to them all.
Of course.
I talk to everybody.
Yeah. Know thy enemy.
Oh, wow. I wonder how people really see me.
Yeah, you never know, do you?
Look at this shaved fucking Bigfoot who hates us all.
No, you're cool.
This shaved Bigfoot who talks with jazz lingo.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's always snapping his fingers. Anyway, I don't know about Austin at all. I think I will go down and try to visit. You guys ever going to try to go to Austin?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Because I've been there like as a tourist before I ever did comedy as like a teenager. But
this seems cool. It seems like a great city.
Supposedly barbecue is supposed to be good, but I came from Iowa, so I don't understand how it could be better than that.
I didn't know that was going to be a thing of contention between Iowa and Texas barbecue.
I think it's contention between everybody. Like, everybody's like, guys, yeah, barbecue is not that hard.
Serious.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why I think it's so damn hard.
I'll be honest, I do not take barbecue seriously at all. I don't, and people keep telling me, oh, the barbecue in Austin's so good, and I'm like, I really don't give a single shit.
Yeah, you might after you taste it.
But a lot of it's pork themed.
I can pork.
What
I don't
kind do of pork. Barbecue do you? Chicken?
I don't really fuck with barbecue.
Dude, turkey legs? Come on.
I don't like big I don't like
smoked turkey legs.
Like, I don't like meat with the bone in it either. That's weird.
Bee. Dude, you feel like Fred Flintstone. You got like it's like a small club bees, and dude. You're like eating it. It's great, dude.
That's another thing. I don't like baked beans. So like who gives a fuck about that shit? I don't like
you beans. Actively don't like them?
I actively and
time
aggressively
in your life?
Do not like baked beans.
That's why he never goes to Boston, dude.
Never.
Yeah.
He's thinking about cutting Chicago out just because they call it Bean Town.
Yeah. Oh, somebody got shot. Yeah, somebody got shot up there by the bean today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody got never mind.
Did you see that?
People get shootings.
Did you see that shooting with the 10 people who died?
That's what I heard, yep.
Where was that, sad. Buffalo?
I think so, yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
Lunatics.
Wild world.
Yeah, it's sad as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. All right, he said yes for 5 o'clock at that place.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
cool. I was thinking about that.
Can we to blow my ankle out today?
This guy was
They're
talking about
John
like,
Cena wasn't there. I'll tell you that right now.
Just from what I know about this shooting, like it's this dude that was into like that, like this racist that was into this great replacement theory. He was like freaking
that was a
out
theory?
About it. Well, yeah, it's just like
what? Can you explain the theory?
Yeah, you got to give us some.
Because I don't know even
what
that
means.
So
white people are being
replaced.
It's
a white supremacist.
Yeah, it's what like there's going
to
be more, but like black people, I guess.
They're
and Jews. Oh. there's going to be less white people.
Jared,
and
I think I've asked you this.
Fuck away all the white people.
I think I've asked you this before. Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, basically, I grew up Jewish, and then who knows. These days.
Okay.
You saw, I'm sort of everything all at once.
He's Jewish like Jesus was Jewish, you know?
I like the... Yeah.
He wasn't really committed to it. He wanted to start something new.
You know,
Jews don't like him.
The other Jews don't like him.
Yeah, I'm not that Jewish. I just hang out. I like the food.
You're in it for the food.
I don't even know what the food is.
It's notoriously bad.
What? No, it's great.
Some of it is notoriously bad. Like gefilte fish.
Oh, yeah. Gefilte fish is brutal.
Even having unleavened bread is just a little bit of a sacrifice. You know what I mean? You're like, you could leaven this up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Some just take it way too serious.
You can't even eat people anymore.
It's the same thing with it's like, brisket is basically barbecue. Like, it's, you know, you just take a thing of meat and just cook it down for like 3 days because there's nothing else to do except just stare at the sun or something like that, and it's too hot. But then at least you have a meal in 3 days. That's like the food. You just time. You just use. Cause, and it's cheap ingredients.
Brisket is good? Is that what you're trying to say, dude?
Kind of. I'm just saying the food.
I live off gas station food.
We got gas station brisket around here, dude. Gas stations are basically becoming drive-thrus nowadays. They got so much fucking shit. Or at least around here, Sheetz. Sheetz has got all the shits.
Yeah.
Wherever I go, I just hope the gas stations have Chex Mix. And that's pretty much my culinary experience for the city.
You're the Veeg, dude. He's got the Veegs.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Don't let it, don't catch it.
The Veegs?
Veganism.
Oh, you're a vegan now, dude?
Now. Yeah, he's always been. Dude.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Like 2015.
A lot of surprising things about this race.
You're not pretentious at all, dude.
I appreciate that.
I would have never known.
Yeah, that's so funny, dude. Like, oh my God, you're half vegan? I would have never noticed. Like,
half vegan?
Your whole life you haven't been vegan, right? Oh. Right? No,
breast milk.
You know, vegan meant butcher.
That's what you don't even call act it. Like a vegan, dude.
That's the truth.
It's funny. It's funny.
Sometimes you look a little sickly. Your that race makes more is vegan, sense now, dude. Though, but I get it.
Yeah. That's a combination.
So where'd you catch vegan?
Sister.
Your sister gave it to you.
Can I ask
sister in an acid trip, dude?
Can I ask you what your motivation is behind being vegan?
You do drugs to your sister and weird things happen.
Like, how come you don't eat meat? Is it for spiritual reasons, personal reasons?
It's just like a...
So we were tripping and there was a goat there. No. That's the story. It's like...
I try not to eat meat as much as I can, I think.
I enjoy meat thoroughly.
Well,
and actively seek it out.
Okay, yeah.
The decision for me was as simple as like, all right, if I had to kill the animal, wouldn't do it. So I don't eat it.
Oh, if that's what it comes down to, I'll never be a vegan.
Yeah. You want to kill the animals.
Fuck yeah, I'll kill. Yeah.
You're going to eat a lot of like pigeons, dude.
No.
Like if it was just there, dude, I would just like, I'd want to cuddle the animal and eat beans together.
Whatever animal you put in front
lion.
Of me.
If would I'm, you eat if, lion?
If I, like if I ordered a burger lion? Or chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
No. Why would
and
I
they're
eat
like,
lion?
Well, you've got to kill it. I'm going to kill it.
Because a lion might kill you first, so you gotta kill it before it kills you. So would you?
What if you give the chicken a knife?
So it's a self-defense situation.
What do you think they got on there? What do you think their claws are, man?
It's I don't know, dude.
Knives. Let me get that Hawaii, whatever.
The Hawaii. There should be a bottle opener, maybe.
I got one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a man with a plan. I forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
I like that. It's a fucking beautiful day. Almost makes me want to go to the driving range, dude. Hit some balls.
Play some sports.
We're playing some flag football.
Do you know how exhausting flag football is? And then you wake up sore the next day.
Oh, my God.
I'm already so sore, dude.
You don't wake up sore just from life. You should do it. Come out and have some fun, bro.
I'll think about it. I'll run it past the girl as exercise. I need exercise, you know? And then she'll be like, that's a good idea. You do need exercise.
Yeah, and you're like, what does that mean?
Exactly.
Hold on. Guys, I can't just exercise. I got to take care of some. We're having an argument now.
I'm killing it lately with the exercise, dude. I ran from Mount Washington to the point and then back yesterday,
that's,
dude.
That's what I'm telling
you. That's how bad my life's going. I had to run that long.
You two stay skinnier because you got the no car syndrome, dude. And that's pretty decent. I actually cited you guys last night. We had dinner with this couple who's moving away back to California. And they were like, yeah, you almost have to have a car in Pittsburgh. I'm like, I know two guys who pull it off, you know?
Yeah, you just got to get used to like disappointment.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah. Everything takes they were like, very long.
They're like, you go to the bus station and it just doesn't come
just
sometimes.
Doesn't come. Like, I guess it doesn't do that sometimes. They should fix that.
That is funny. They were like, where we came from, like if a bus was early, it would stop and wait until.
Dude, I was waiting for a bus.
Sometimes it does that, but.
I was waiting for a bus one time. It was, I don't know. Say a 75, and I'm waiting for the 75, and it's one block away, and it turns into an 82, and then it just goes right past me. Like, no, you just said 75.
You're just looking at it. Here's my ship's about to come in. It's like, ding.
I've had buses change what bus they are while I'm on the bus, and then they just start going somewhere else. I didn't want to be here.
That's so
and
wild.
You'll go up to the bus driver, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's a 71C now. I'm like, well, you didn't. You think to alert the people that have been sitting on the bus
maybe
the whole
make an announcement, bro? Yeah, dude.
Fuck the bus system. God, you guys are heroes for taking that shit.
Well, here, especially, I guess, in Lost Cities, it's fucking fluid, dude. I went down to, I was very fortunate to go to Taipei one time, and all the buses all the trains have mobile Wi-Fi in them that's public access. So even somebody like me who doesn't have phone reception because it's a United States phone, anytime I'm on the bus, I can GPS my exact location, fucking map things. It's fucking great, dude.
I love the subway system in New York, and I will say the bus system in Las Vegas is very good, too.
Okay. Yeah, the subway is intense if you don't know
Chicago, everything about Chicago is just like, hey, everybody go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
I was on the bus the other day. The bus driver pulled over and went into Chipotle. I was just standing in line, and we're all just looking over.
I want to see him in the drive-thru, dude.
He doesn't say anything.
It's like a city bus at the Popeyes drive-thru. Just like
he comes back like 9 minutes later, and we're all like just looking at him. He's like, what? I was early. I had time. I'm like, we didn't know that, dude. Seven buses we could have also been on passed us.
Make an announcement.
Got y'all chips.
There's only three bags, so you have to share.
Yeah, what I like about the New York City subway system is it doesn't make any sense, and it was clearly designed by a lunatic. But everybody kind of knows that, so it
works.
Kind of forces you to like ask other people and kind of like increase communication of like, where the fuck am I? This place sucks, and they're like, yeah, I know.
You gotta go. You gotta go up three stops. Transfer to the L. Yeah. You go down four stops. It's like, thanks, dude, because I had no fucking clue.
Yeah, like being like lost cotton. Underground.
It's just cotton.
It's cotton and nicotine.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll take
those things. Fucked my life.
Can I swallow it or do I spit?
You don't have to spit, but don't swallow the pouch.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. No, the bus, and I just thought of something. Oh, something I never thought about with trains, and because I just never rode trains. Is you kind of, if it's late at night, want to know where your train is going. Because you got to conduct your... It's like if it's going to Yuppie Town, no big deal. You fucking do whatever you do. But if your train's going to like people got shot here last week town, like the people you're riding with are possibly the people who shot people. You know what I mean? Like,
Maybe,
when you're on a train, they do go different directions to different neighborhoods. So knowing who's on the train makes it a whole different experience. Like one's the homeless guy's train, one's the fucking... shooters train, one's the
they should at least label it.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
They should
leave the chalk outlines, you know. They should spray paint those outlines, that's all.
Yeah,
what if cities did that? Instead of doing chalk outlines, they just did spray paint outlines, so when you walked around rocked around the city, that was just... You're like,
wild.
An alley where just the whole sidewalk's just white.
Like permanent exhibits?
Yeah.
Pile of bodies.
Yeah, like they have that, like instead of that police tape that says official police line that has like their seal on it, it's like that, but somehow like on the ground.
That'd be wild. That would be wild.
That would be wild, dude.
Yeah.
You would start to wonder. You're walking around. We've seen three in the last 5 minutes, guys. I don't know if we want to go to this bar.
They turn them into like body shaped gardens. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, plant stuff. Yeah, but they get shot in the street so many times you couldn't stop up traffic. Let's be honest here, guys. It's just human life.
You just drive around, or I guess it could be. Yeah, we'll have to think it through.
We'll pitch
it to the mayor.
So the question is, do we want to go big money or small money up front? Out. Mm-hmm. Small money, we go to the least murdered city, and they want to brag about how few murders they have. Big money, we go to Chicago or something, and we're like, let's pitch this.
Yeah, it might be such a great idea that, you know, catches on that
that's what I'm saying.
These no murder cities are going to be like, come over here.
Yeah, yeah. But almost, almost no. There's murder tourism. Like people are out taking pictures with them, like giving like the selfie pieces and whatnot. Peace and stuff.
That'd be wild.
In the south side of Pittsburgh. Peace.
How about just realistic portraits on the concrete of the people who died? That'd be cool.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, that's what I
like. Those 3D chalk drawings you'll see.
Like everybody's got to make.
I'm still stuck on being jazzy. My jazz lingo.
You are pretty hep, dude.
You're a hep cat.
You're one of the hepest cats around, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh god.
They all call him Boppin' Johnny downtown. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, man.
What a world.
You got multiple cars? I mean, you're fucking bouncing from city to city. Let's be honest here.
Boom bop.
You don't realize it when you're living the dream, but you are kind of.
You know,
of
that's
living.
The truth.
Yeah.
That's actually the truth. Like, shit yeah. sucks right now, but it's still fun as fuck.
You'll remember it. That's what's important. It's possible that memories are all you have.
And the other reason it sucks is just because I wish I had more money.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Like, everything else is cool. I'm just broke
that's
all the time.
That's the only thing that ever sucks, really.
Yeah. That's what everyone, even the rich people, are thinking about that. They're like, I just need more money. Because yeah. What they do is they end up becoming slaves of their possessions because they're monthly nuts, you know, whatever. $1 million a month they need to make or whatever, you know what I mean? That's fucking insane.
My monthly nut for the past couple years was about $2,500.
Mine's about $600.
That's what I had to make.
Yeah, about 12.
That's what I had to make before I could like have any spending extra money.
Right.
God damn.
I know. I have to get a new van because mine's a fucking pile of shit. I don't have to, but I need to. I need to be saved.
No, it's got character.
And all the fucking... In Pennsylvania, you know how hard it is to keep a good car, because I've ranted about it before, the inspections here, but... So I...
yeah, it's
so like to get a decent van, I got to spend like 10 grand. I got to come up with like 10 grand to get a decent van. That's fucking shit, dude. Car prices, dude. Everything's up, up, up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And wages. I guess I just need to fucking charge people more money and be like, what? What? What?
You know? Shit's expensive, man.
What? Yeah.
Your price of labor should go up because your price of materials has went up.
Yeah, I guess that makes
no,
sense.
No, they pay for the materials, but regardless, the labor should go up because I have to buy stuff for my life, you know yeah. what I mean? And my life's more expensive now.
Yeah.
We're lucky we bought a house.
As long as it's like before, reasonable.
Like right at the beginning of COVID,
dude.
You're
honest and upfront about it.
What's that?
As long as it's reasonable and you're honest and upfront about it.
I'd say you give a 10% increase on all your rates.
I was going more than that.
Well, then go 20.
I was underpaid before, so anyway.
35%. You know what, Aaron? You're worth it. 50.
You know what? You're worth it, dude.
50, brother.
Fuck it. Bring it up. I've got to do work tomorrow for people bitching. This is what I deal with. Because Pittsburgh is an aging city, right? So everything's fucking old and on a hill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this fucking building's made.
Over the hill. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, dude.
Cheers.
Cheers. There won't be a lot of hills in Austin.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah, that's Austin's pretty flat, right? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, I'm just saying, I have to go fucking work for people who are bitching about stuff that... what they got is they're scared they have mold on their walls because there's water coming in because all the bricks are cracked on their building, right?
You don't okay. say.
So the...
This is a shocker.
So the guy who owns the building has got the brickwork scheduled to be fixed 1st of June, right? But these people want attention before that, which means it's going to keep leaking behind that. So I'm just going to redirect the water to somewhere else to do more damage on something else. And then I have to scrape out my own work and redo what I did there and then redo something else somewhere. But they want it done now. I don't think.
Damn.
That's Pittsburgh, dude. But it's fine.
You got a crazy Monday.
It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm building America, as my old boss used to say. Every time yeah. every time everybody be all bitchy and moany, he'd be like, cheer up, you're building America. And then he'd fucking punch you in the arm.
I mean, Pittsburgh's weird because it does not seem planned, really.
It wasn't.
It just seemed like piecemeal.
Yeah.
Just throw a house here.
People were like, I really like this spot for a house.
Yeah.
You know, and then just a road had to show up to get there, and it was the easiest way to make a road, not the most effective way, you know?
Yeah.
Follow the fall line and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Towns, that's why they say Uber came here for their autonomous car research, because they said the drivers are courteous, but the roads are very,
fucked.
Very complex. So if their car could learn Pittsburgh, it could probably learn
nice.
Anywhere. Interesting, yeah. Right? We used to live up the hill from... what's that fucking? But I just said the Uber. The Uber, like, car training facility is down in Hazelwood, and I could see it because we were on the hill, and their employees would go race motorcycles there at night. It was pretty cool.
Damn.
I was jealous as hell, dude. I was like, God, I want to go race
motorcycles. Were there autonomous motorcycles?
No, but it'd be cool, dude. That would be cool. They have road control like motorcycles, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be. It's weird. Yeah. Have you seen a lot of probably Austin? I think there's probably a lot of like Uber cars there, right? And like Tesla cars. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of like Tesla autonomous driving cars. It's just always weird seeing a car with nobody in it.
I'll be honest. I used to work down at Audi down on the Strip, and where our back lot is also like where the lot is of some other company that tests out.
Okay.
So I'm just used to seeing that shit. So it doesn't like.
You know what Musk wants to do with Teslas? He wants to make them drive themselves so well that when you go to dinner, your car continues to drive around the city doing Uber drop-offs. So while you're at dinner, your car is driving around doing fucking...
Now, do you get paid for that?
Yeah, you get paid for that.
Oh, that's the dream, to send my car out in Uber all day for me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, that's the dream.
Yeah. That's what Musk wants his cars to be able to
servant.
Do.
Yeah.
He wants to get his cars to
go
be able
work
to do that,
for me all day.
Yeah, it's like having an intern or something like that. Yeah, when do cars gain sentience?
We could create so
that's
much
true.
Art.
That is
dude, Kit, we can have a fucking
that's gonna be rough,
Knight Rider
man.
Car, dude. All of us can be like, Kit, go get some groceries, and then like guess curbside pickup and fucking boom, groceries are in the house, dude. Yeah,
there's gonna be cars that revolt against human society when they gain autonomy.
Our
right?
car will talk to our fridge, and our fridge will tell it
no,
what we need.
The
in
future,
our groceries,
freeze the food.
No, the future, you get an autonomous motorcycle. You send your autonomous sex robot on the motorcycle, pick you up groceries, blow enough dudes to pay for the groceries.
That's what I'm
come
talking
back.
About, dude. You just fucking nailed it, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, get, future pimps.
Yeah, you can just put your sex robot on a motorcycle. Yeah. It's brilliant. And if you get like an arm added where she has like a knife or something, like a little shooter, little gun or something, so she can defend herself, you know, send her out there in the streets.
Just give her a quest for the day.
Yeah. She'll be putting fucking chalk outlines on the ground, dude. If your autonomous sex robot starts like a side life as an assassin, are you liable? You know what I mean?
No iceberg slim. Because of the future and all the icebergs are going to be melted. Melted iceberg slim.
I mean, I'm sure the joke
future.
Is, I'm sure the joke. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Badoomch.
That's not bad.
I need a good app for soundboard.
Yeah.
I've been looking and I have to buy one to find out if it's really good. You know what I mean? Which sucks.
Ask me about it later, because there's like just cool ass soundboards, just like really friendly soundboards that you can just buy.
Buy and program?
Yeah. And it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Right? I've got an extra XLR. So
yeah.
We can run that.
Let me know later. Because, yeah, me and my friends do that stuff. We got a looper machine.
Yeah.
Looper machines are fun. You ever fuck around with a looper machine?
I've seen the guys who do like whole songs with them.
Yeah, it's so easy and friendly. I don't have like a good story about it, but there's a product that I recommend.
But if we had a looper machine, I could take that whole conversation and make it into a song, and the hook would be, I don't got a good story about it. I don't got a good story about it. Looper machine.
I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. What else is going on?
We are a looper machine, dude.
We are a looper machine.
Man.
Yeah, pretty much. Just a very long one. Oh, Blake's back on shavehead blowjobs again or whatever.
Yeah.
We're looped back around.
I should map this place. Let's do this. Let's figure out how far away your fucking field is. What'd you call that field?
Tony Dorsett Field. Tony Dorsett Field. It's probably like 40 minutes away.
Who's Tony Dorsett, you know?
He was a football player that apparently played for them. He also played for the Steelers, I believe. But last thing I can think of, he was a coach for the Colts years ago.
Okay.
It's a 47-minute drive north, bro.
Yeah, bro. It took me longer to get here. I live further than that.
Yeah, but you're moving to Austin, so this
but
is
I
like...
Live, dude, I live really close to where we're at right now.
Actually. I live like a half an hour past that.
It's on your way home, bro.
I'm not going home afterwards. I'm making a special trip out there.
You're going to go up to Michigan, and then you're going straight to Austin. We heard it. No.
New Jersey. Just
the Jersey. Have you ever been out to New Jersey and that stuff? You go to New York at all?
Yeah.
Okay, I have not done any of that.
I've played some of the clubs.
I really need to do that this year.
Yeah.
And get off our ass. I need to get off my ass. I got fucking 15 to 20 to do at the arcade, which is a venue that I would like to do well
pretty
at.
Cool.
You know what I mean? And I need to practice for that all fucking week, and I'm not doing anything yet.
I was supposed to do 30 yesterday, but the venue canceled.
Damn, that sucks.
Hopefully there's people that come to the arcade just because arcade is like one of two comedy clubs and one that actually does comedy most nights. You know, the improv only is open on weekends and only for a handful of hours. You know what I mean?
People that give me shows, they just cancel on the paying me part. Afterwards, they cancel.
Arcade does?
No, not them.
Oh, okay.
But
damn.
I have no job.
I really need that money. Don't tell me you're going to pay me for the comedy show and then not pay me.
All right. Who do we got, beef with, Blake? Who do we got beef
no
with?
No one.
Spill the tea, bro.
Who's the piece of shit not playing my homie here?
No. He told me he'd pay me tomorrow at 2 a.m., so it's a debatable whether he meant in the,
might
you
be
know,
a special
the day that just started 2 hours ago tomorrow. Or so I'm giving him till midnight tonight, but after that, he's on the shit list. And I'll name him next podcast.
Oh, shit.
For next the 100th, special shout out for the 100th.
Yeah,
no, but seriously, though, when you tell people you're going to pay him, you need to fucking pay him.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
this is at the end of the day, I think most people forget this is a fucking business.
You know? Well, and there's got to definitely be professionalism because if you want to become better at what you're doing,
I'm at
be
the
promoter
point,
or anything else.
If you want to tell me you're going to pay me, not pay me, that's fine. Don't have me write down my Cash App username. Don't make me.
Yeah, all this runaround. You it's know? Crazy.
Yeah, he really fooled you.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Blake.
I think we could easily go through Blake's Instagram right now and find out who he's talking about. You know what I mean? He'll have a poster that says Blake Scala playing, I'm going to say West Virginia. I don't know. Is that what you're doing? Are you going to pull it up? We're going to get to the bottom of this, motherfucker.
So there is Smashed Phone Blake.
Smashed Phone.
Oh, yeah. And I don't upload very often.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I also don't share
that's from
any
2021.
Show that I'm on.
Okay. Dude, that lame? I'm really lame, and I post more than that.
No one has ever come to one of my shows because I don't want anyone to. So, like, I'm not sharing your poster. It's just to make you feel better, okay? Sorry, I don't want to fake it for you.
Dude. I always share the posters because I need to have a log so that if someday I want to get a real show that I can be like, these are shows I've done in the past, and I have all those posters in my Instagram to just scroll through and fucking...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Compile.
I'm getting to a point where I'm okay anybody seeing what I do because I'm just gonna do it regardless I guess
I still point. Think best in front of strangers, dude. Like I don't tell people not to come if they're like, we're gonna come, I'm like, okay, fine, you know, but I don't want
if
there.
You want, I always say, like, if you want,
yeah,
like it's temper your expectations.
Yeah exactly. It's gonna be a bar room, it's gonna be a fucking Cindy's like, anytime that Cindy comes and the people in the crowd aren't just like yelling and screaming, she's like, that was a pretty good show. I was like yeah, there was no piss drunk guy who thought he was making it better the whole
some
time.
Dude, did I tell you when I was doing comedy Scarps on Wednesday, some dude, I was maybe a minute in, some guy took a phone call right in front of me. He was his back towards me, right in front,
right in front of the
took
stage.
A phone call and said, no, I don't have anything going. I'm not doing anything. I could talk.
No, it's fine. It's
you got to start going at those people.
Staring at
fucking get them.
It was blowing my mind. I've never. I'm sure. I now that I know that is a thing that I guess happens.
Bro, you got to go at these people.
What you used to in the R Bar was always a fun one to do that at. The R Bar always had somebody who was ornery, but the crowd, for the most part, knew that you were the enemy, so you could really go in on the ornery guy.
I probably should have gone like, what is it, a phone call from your 14-year-old girlfriend or whatever? It was an old white guy.
Yeah.
That's what I probably should have said, but I couldn't think of anything at the time. There's like so many things in like comedy where you go like, I've never seen that or was expecting that at all.
Maybe
especially if you have
a big surprise.
Plan.
This guy doesn't have anything going.
Yeah. You
know, something like that.
I probably should have. Hindsight.
The jerk store called and they're all out of you.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Hey, I don't want to get.
What's it matter?
Chris Rock. I don't want to get
seller.
Will Smith.
Kiss rocked. Chris rocked. Will.
Yeah, I don't want to get Chris rocked. Yeah, you say that jerk store.
Smith rocked.
You say
Smith
that jerk
rocked.
Store line.
I don't want to get Smith rocked.
You'll get knifed, man. What? Keep.
Come
my
up
wife's
on this stage.
Name.
Come up on this stage. I dare you.
So when I'm sorry, I keep bringing it back to Austin because I am genuinely curious because I do need. I mean, it's possible that I could move from here in a year, you know, and Austin would be on a short list of cities that are at least secondary.
See, it's a pretty dope city. It was for the longest time. It was between Chicago, Austin, and Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and then I ruled out Atlanta for a while, and then just made the decision to go down to Austin.
I don't think I could ever live in New York. I honestly just don't think I could. But I really need to take advantage of having, I mean, we're still at 5 hours from New York at least.
Yeah, it's like 6 or 7.
It's a day trip.
But it's a weekend trip, hopefully.
There's a bus that leaves in Chinatown. We got like just a tiny Chinatown in Pittsburgh. There's a bus that leaves in Chinatown. Yeah.
It's very small.
Where is it?
Up in like Oakland, isn't it?
It's the one I'm thinking of is in downtown. Okay. It's just like one street.
Yep. I know. Yeah, it's got that really weird old Chinese.
Yeah, down Boulevard of the Allies next to there's nothing Hong there Kong that's Express very Chinese. 2. There's like three. They used to be like kind of decent, but then you know, they built probably that, prices knocked them out.
They built that overpass that comes in from I-376 that really fucked up the streets for them.
Probably,
but anyway.
So like.
Oh, but I was saying, there's a bus that leaves at 7, I think, every morning, drives to New York. You could eat lunch in New York, hang out, and then goes back.
Oh, really?
5 o'clock that day. Stay for, it's like a day trip.
How much does that cost? That's worth doing just for the fucking good time.
It's actually very affordable.
Yeah, no, from...
A bus is pretty easy, right? Buses are like 50 bucks or something.
100 bucks. I'm sure.
100 bucks round trip.
Yeah. Less than that. I've done round trips to New York for like 70 bucks.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that Megabus. I don't know if they do that dollar ticket anymore.
I do the Greyhound. Fuck Megabus.
Yeah.
I'm not messing with that bullshit.
My plan is to take...
Greyhounds can get kind of...
I only do the Greyhound when I have a day trip to New York City.
I've never done the Greyhound. Okay. I need to do it.
Like, I've had a couple shows up there.
Why not?
Where it's just been more
the shit
affordable
in the back. That's why
I ride the bus there.
Yeah.
Perform and then wait a few hours and then ride the bus back. It's just.
You ever ride Amtrak?
Financially. No, never.
Amtrak's fun, dude, because it's like.
I heard good things about the train.
Yeah, you can get. Well, A, your seat's huge because it's train life. You know what I mean? And then B, you can. Walk up and down the whole train if you want to get a little exercise. No one gives a fuck. There's bathrooms. Every train car is the same until you get to, there's a restaurant car and an observation car. The observation car has like the bubble top and then the bottom floor is not really windowy and stuff. It's just concession stand. Like you go down there, you buy drinks, you buy food, and you go up to the bubble car and you just fucking sit on a train and drink and eat food and watch the countryside, dude. It's fucking dope.
Yeah.
I was thinking more about long term. As far as like my comedy career. Now, I don't know where this will lead going down there, but I figure...
Buying a train.
a big train.
Yeah. I figure I'd give it another 3 or 4 years in that area, see where I'm at, and then probably move on to another scene.
Yeah. I feel like moving is a good reset. It really is. Like, especially for something like this. Like, because in comedy, there's people who are trying to be... gatekeepers, for lack of a better word, in this area that only will ever remember us as...
I talk a lot of shit on the scene here, but it's not necessarily the people in the scene. Like, yeah, they could improve. We could all improve. But it's the lack of opportunities here that really is grinding my gears. And, like, it's all well and good. I'm not saying I'm the best in the city, but I feel like I've reached a bit of a ceiling to where it's like, okay, I'm either going to have to stay here for a few more years and hope to get it on at the fucking improv... Or I try and take what I've learned and what I have and improve on it in a different place with more opportunities.
And stick and bindle stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you walk in on your first day, people will be like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's like...
Which is totally different than the attitude people have.
I'll be the new guy in the scene, but I'm not a brand new comic.
Yeah.
I have my credits. I have the things I've done. I have experience. I know what I'm doing. I'm only improving.
Yeah.
So it's not as like overshadowing as... If you like break it down and you think, because you're not, the people are like, oh, you're restarting. It's like, no, I have everything I've done. I have my knowledge. I have my material. I'm not restarting.
Yeah.
I'm just reintegrating.
You're just moving your shit over there.
That's all.
Yeah. There's like telephones and you know what I mean? But it's hard to like move. City.
I will say, just to confirm, there are telephones in Austin.
On the ground?
They're just telephones.
Not what I heard.
There's no tell.
It's not what I heard. You should look into that before you move.
Oh, make sure there's communication.
Yeah.
Y'all got cell service down there?
That's why they call it the city limits, because it's
just like a bubble.
It's a data thing.
I just, you know, this is really what I want to do with my life, and if I'm serious about that, I have to take, you know, serious steps.
Yeah.
So this is just the next step for me.
I think it's going to be dope, and I hope you go to Kill Tony, dude.
I'm sure I'll... interact with all that shit.
Try to get,
like, that's the thing. I don't have any solid plans where I'm saying, like, I'm trying to do this or this. Really, my only goals are just to get down there, start getting mics at the mics, getting introduced and ingrained in the scene, and then go from there.
How far? You got a place to stay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really all you need.
How far? Not in Austin. You can be homeless. It's no big deal.
Oh, no. They don't like that anymore.
They cleaned it up.
Yeah.
They're all in jail.
I got work down there. I got some side gigs down there. I got a car. I got a place to stay. Everything's going to be all right.
I mean, worst case scenario, you just
sleep in the car.
Spend a year on an oil field.
Yeah, that's not
you know, lose a hand, but make $200,000.
Yeah, dude.
I do my moves when I have $600 and no place to stay. And then I just go and, I didn't figure it out. Oh, cool.
What's next? Work, yeah.
I always compare everything to prison because, you know, first you get overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, it's scary moving to a new place. But I'm like, it's not scarier than walking to an old new cell block when everybody's locked in and looking at you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'll be all right.
Yeah.
You're lucky you went to prison, dude.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Must be awesome. Yeah, must have been awesome.
You know what? It's not something I'm proud of, but it's part of who I am and helped mold who I've become today. So
I don't hold it against you.
It's part of my journey.
Yeah, man.
I love that band. Journey.
I talk about it and I sprinkle it in conversation. But I don't like talk about it obsessively because I don't want to be known for that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that to be like, oh, there's a prison comic. I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sure not a lot of it is super funny.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're like, hey, buddy, you've been to prison? You want to talk about the most traumatic experiences and most miserable times in your life and make it funny? I'm like, no.
Eating the same meal for 2 years.
People tell me, they're like, take it on stage. It's like, give me time.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking miserable still.
Yeah.
You learn how to be being 30 and having a bedtime.
Yeah. Exactly. Soap on, soap off, 3 minute showers.
Like, through, go on stage. Yeah.
Exactly.
Make it funny.
Exactly.
Make it funny.
I'm up there talking about fucking groceries and like fat women in Texas on Tinder and shit. You know, like.
My favorite is that's a joke. And you're like, it's not a joke. It's your premise.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that's a joke.
Yeah.
I hate that. Talk about it on stage. I don't want to. I did tell a joke early on stage. I was like, my sex life sucks. It's on the decline. It has been since I left prison. I used to do that early on, but yeah, I haven't said that in like 3 years.
That's more like a little twist. Yeah, crazy twist at the end. Like, okay.
That is the joke.
Yeah.
The crazy twist at the end.
That is the joke.
Yeah, that's true. You just described what a joke is.
Whoa. Hey.
I didn't suspect that. Whoa.
Write that down. Someone write that down.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not my thing, and it's not what I want to be known for.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start telling people.
Hey, it's like a...
You know we went to prison, right?
A lot of people have been to prison.
Yeah, and like I'm so much more...
It's America.
You know, I've had so many life experiences, and I've been on different journeys that like I'm so much more interesting than just fucking prison.
Yeah.
I need to go live on the streets again just to keep up my reputation as the homeless comic. I don't have enough cred right now.
Yeah, I got to do more acid, I guess. That's my thing. I guess,
we've been talking about doing that. We're going to go on a camping trip and take some acid.
I've come to the conclusion that I've had a bit of a personality shift in the last like 5-6 months.
Okay.
And I think I brought this up before. I don't know if it was to you guys, but when I broke myself on Christmas.
I don't think so.
I took a bunch of acid and DMT.
Oh, yeah.
I cried for like 18 hours.
Yeah, you were telling me.
And I was a shell of myself for months. And this is the rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
That shit was miserable, bro.
I need another one.
I was so fucking depressed and just not even who I was. Oh,
I really. If anyone's listening to this that has a DMT connection, please contact Blake Scullin.
That DMT is some shit, man. Whew.
I've been thinking about this concept just for how to maybe live a life or just something. It's just the idea of like I call it like the Phoenix Pyramid.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Where you have like this. You start off with the pyramid made out of clay, just real breakable material. And then it's also like the ship of Theseus. You know the ship of Theseus?
Who doesn't?
Do you, like the ship of Theseus is Phoenix kind of sums it up.
It's right up there with the Essex.
But the whole point is, like, every so often you gotta break one of the bricks, you know, and then replace it with something, replace it with tin or bronze, and then you get stronger. And then eventually you got like some diamond pyramid, some unbreakable diamond pyramid. So it's good to have like.
You could have
what
said.
What were we talking
you
about?
You could have said when you break a bone, it heals back stronger.
Oh, yeah, that's good too. Mine is more like sweet though, I think.
You're saying every layer of the. You build a small pyramid, every layer you build on top gets stronger.
Yeah, just keep replacing them. Those things will break.
What is the metaphor here? What were we originally
saying? He's saying what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
He's trying to get us all to take those Neuralink chips, dude.
I just got a good deal.
Just keep replacing they shit until you're a robot, dude.
They fell off a truck. My uncle works with them. I say, it's a good visual metaphor.
I got this boil on my penis, cut it off, and now it's hardened there. And I got another boil, and I cut that up. Like, my penis is going to be made out of metal soon.
Yeah. It's like having strong pubes. You shave your pubes, and they come back stronger.
And they just come back stronger.
I work out my pubes all the time. I got some strong-ass pubes. Like, what?
Now you can braid them, and...
I got creatine shampoo, man.
I got my pubes braided up like Dub C's beard.
I get an Incan woman to do art.
Oh, dude, the traditional...
Yeah, traditional Incan art with my pubes.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm not there. I like Polynesian myself, but... Oh, sorry.
That's... We'll fight later.
It's a physical thing because I fit the Polynesian build, you know? I go over there, I look like...
Yeah, you kind of
You don't
do.
Look
yeah,
Polynesian.
No, the physical.
Okay, so from... Yeah, like... You're wearing a hoodie from
not
behind.
The whiteness.
Yeah, not the whiteness. Take all the guilt out of my skin.
Right, right.
And then...
Yeah, I can see you being Polynesian.
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, what's up, brother?
I can see you being Polynesian.
Yeah, fuck yeah, where's the weed, brother?
Have you been? You've been to Asia.
Have I been to Polynesia?
Been to where?
You've been to like Asia. I've never been.
I've only been to Taipei and then the southern end of the island for like a train trip. I took one of those trains that goes like 130 miles an hour. That was pretty cool. But it went down to the south end of the island. So I've been in Taiwan and that's it. But it was pretty fucking crazy. It was... obviously, I don't speak any Mandarin, you know what I mean? And I can't read any of this shit. And then I thought maybe I'll be able to use Google Translate because you can use... I thought I could anyway, so I'd say stuff into it and then it would like say to the person, they'd look at me like I was a fucking moron. And I'd be like, okay, well, I just... Anything that had pictures I'd point at and like I said,
Were you certain they were speaking Mandarin?
Most of the time, yeah. And Mandarin's the adopted language of the state. The state teaches it in school and stuff, so most people do, unless they're really, really old or a tourist, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. And I saw New Year's Eve there. Like,
okay.
Because since it's so far east or whatever, it's one of the first places. It's like the second place to have New Year's, you know what I mean?
Damn.
Because there's like another island out in the Pacific or something. But either way, so we were doing stuff all day, and I was like, I should really go because there's this big main city square that they do it in, just like us. And then last minute, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go because I'm staying in a hostel by myself. So my girl and her parents and stuff all have their own places or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it. So I just took off in the middle of the night, and it was the last train to the city center before midnight. You know what I mean? And it was like the Beatles were playing there, dude. It was crazy. It was packed full, shoulder to shoulder. And as soon as the doors opened, people like burst out and ran because we all wanted to make it to the city square before the fucking New Year's. So then it goes off and they have this building called Taipei 101. It's like...
Yeah, that's like the biggest building in the world. Yeah,
it was the largest building in the world for a while. And they rigged the whole thing up with fireworks. So that at midnight, like the whole building like explodes, basically like shooting fireworks off of everything, dude. It was fucking crazy. It was really cool. I'm glad I did it. I almost didn't. How stupid would that have been, dude?
Yeah,
I've been like, well, I did sleep better that night. What the fuck kind of memory would that be? You know?
Yeah, they eat rice for breakfast over there.
Yeah,
what a story. Yeah,
you could buy seaweed wrapped. Rice
crazy,
in
right?
a sealed container at the gas station. Can
Do
you
they got a good comedy scene? Taipei?
I have no fucking clue. I assume it would be expats if it was, you know?
That's your move after Austin.
Yeah. Taipei.
Yeah.
No, it'd probably be like Chicago or New York or something.
If someone, if a white person learned Mandarin, like really learned it,
yes,
you could break open some Asian markets.
There's,
for sure.
There's videos of, I watch on Facebook, this guy who speaks a shit ton of languages, but he'll go in places where they speak Mandarin or Yoruba or all types of different languages, and then he'll speak it like with perfect dialect, and it'll blow their fucking minds.
Eddie Izzard, like, tours Europe, and he does, he's, you know, grew up speaking English. He speaks French in France, German in Germany, like eight different languages, curtails the comedy to that language, too. That must be insane.
Yeah, he's an incredibly crazy, like, he runs marathons and stuff. He just like a crazy
like a mayor,
dude.
Isn't he? Like a
I have no idea,
now?
Dude. But he is a nuts guy, dude. He does everything he wants to. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's. I'm just saying, it's possible. It's crazy.
Not for me. It's possible for Eddie Izzard, dude. It's not for me. Mandarin is one of the hardest languages to learn, dude.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, and my brain's not set up for remembering shit anymore. That's a big problem.
But that's definitely a big problem being a comedian.
Right? Yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I'm bad.
What were we talking about? My brain's been fried for at least 5 years.
I can always remember my jokes, but I can never remember which joke's next. You know what I mean?
I get heckled and run my mouth for 30 seconds and be like, all right, what was I talking about?
No, if I start thinking about what the joke is, I start thinking about the fact that I'm thinking about what the joke is, and then I'm not even thinking about the fucking joke, and it's all gone. I can't even. It's horrible.
I think I froze one time on stage.
Like, basically, my career is a dead end. I'm not going to make it anywhere.
I saw a chick in Omaha cry because she forgot everything. She got up on stage and just stood there for a little bit, and people were like, okay. And then she was like, well, you guys, I forgot everything I was going to say. And then we all kind of laugh. You know, she'll get it back.
Yeah.
She continues to melt down for like another minute and a half before she just walked off stage. And I was like, my God.
I mean, if she would have just done like, okay, thanks a lot, everybody. Yeah, yeah. Like, made it the act.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you got to do. You could say whatever you want on stage, whatever, even if it's failing horribly. But as long as you see the light and just go, all right, everybody, and then take a bow.
See
everybody.
Am I the only
that's
one
the act, I guess.
Who enjoys seeing a meltdown on stage?
It's meta.
I
love a good meltdown on stage.
I love a good anything that's crazy on stage. Did you see that guy at Scarps like last week that melted down?
Which guy?
There was a
guy. Honestly, I didn't see it.
He was for a while he was walking around with a wig, a walker.
Okay, that guy.
Crazy like crazy baby arm hands and his
and
sleeves.
Then talking in a weird accent.
Yeah, he was trying to like
and
do
then
all
he was
like
an Italian guy. He was sweating like a fucking
Danielle
horse.
Said that he gave her an envelope and he said, "Don't open this, and I'll give you $100 at the end of the night." And he did. I forget what was in the envelope. Something non-consequential, but like
no, it was like that one lady who's always at Scarps.
That is crazy.
What's her name? She's like Mexican or something. I forget her name. She's really nice. She's always there. Like as an audience member, she yells a lot, but in an encouraging way.
I know who you're talking about.
He gave her the envelope, apparently, and then she read it and she started like crying. What? And I guess it was like some weird personal information, possibly.
Hell yeah!
He had a meltdown about his brother or something not on stage because instead of doing a spot, he like got called to do it or whatever, and then he just stood in front of the stage, which is a step down, and just screamed and yelled some shit. It was crazy, dude.
I miss it because there was a
talking about God too at the end about taking on the Lord. And
there was a tornado warning in Mount Washington that day,
and so, that was it. That was that.
Yeah,
guy.
I know. Whenever there's a tornado warning, it's always on Wednesday, and Scarves is always at night, and Scarves is always insane when there's a tornado warning. Yeah, that's just how sense. It is.
I've been loving Scarves, man. I love Scarves. It's my favorite mic.
It's probably one of the best. Yeah,
it's the best hang for sure.
For sure, yeah, for sure.
Best bartender in the city.
It's Danielle,
the only reason I go.
Another tipper.
Not Danielle the hang.
Oh. Gotta get that dig in there.
Everybody that works there is awesome.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They really are.
Who's the one guy? The bouncer,
the little security guy.
Yeah, the security guy.
Dude,
what did he say?
Like
Tony or something?
They forgot to throw him in water or something.
That guy's like amazing. What like one of his sentences? I was just talking to him, and he's like, sneakers. What was it? Sneakers, comedy, and drag queens. Those are the only things I love in this world.
That's what's up.
I was like, hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, awesome. Dude. That guy is awesome, man.
I watched a woman at Scarps just this past one hit a triple bullseye, dude.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Three bullseyes in a row.
Are you
that lady in the dress?
Fuck. And no, then the next guy went up. He hit a bullseye and then a triple 20. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? And then they're like, oh, no, we're
good.
We do this a lot.
We do this a lot, yeah.
But still.
That's fuck. Unreal. I could never, nah, triple bullseye, no thanks. Maybe with a gun, but not with a fucking dart.
It's Scarps like it's like most of the time it's just people yelling just.
I love it. I love the rowdiness.
I love
it,
but sometimes it gets like very
like I feed golden. Off of that shit.
Yeah,
I love it up there.
Well, gents,
it's intense.
What do you think? Should we put a button on it?
I guess it seems like you want to, dude. I no, guess
I just
we're
don't,
not.
I just don't know. No, I won't.
Yeah, if
I
you
just
have to ask the question, it's already too late, bro.
I thought you had to go to a touch foot.
Goodbye,
thanks
regular
for
episode.
Us, it was
a good one.
It was
fine.
Oh, hella good. We're going to miss you, Johnny. Like I said, I will. I mean, I can't. I feel like I'll be in Austin sometime, right? I got family in Texas. Not in Austin, Texas. But I do have family named Austin in Texas. So does that count? I think so. I'll end up there. So let's not say goodbye. Let's say see you next time. What the hell's that from? I feel like that's Reading Rainbow. Did LeVar Burton say see you next time? You'd think he would have come up with a good reading pun. Not a very literate show if that's all they said. Anyway, for the featured artist. Now, anytime somebody's moving to a new city, for some reason, the song that comes to my head is this one by the Eagles. New Kid in Town, right? It goes,
Johnny come lately, the new kid in town.
Right? And I thought it was even more appropriate since the guy we're sending to the new kid to be the new kid in town is Johnny. But prior to that, Jared actually sent me a new, less heard, which I always like. I always like new. Well, that's not true. New is no good unless it's new and good. But I like a new good song, and this is his suggestion. It was pretty good. It's called Magenta Mountain by... King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Now, when Jared first sent this to me, I was like, dude, no. I'm going with Johnny Come Lately, right? By the Eagles. That's what I thought. I was like, this song you're sending me, Jared, it's like 6 fucking minutes long. I don't do 6-minute songs at the end, right? But then I go look up Johnny Come Lately, 5 minutes long. Not much better. So, Jared, you win. I'm going to play... the new song, the one you haven't heard, folks. Today's featured artist is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And this is off of their, well, what do they call this? This is the title track off their 2022 album, Magenta Mountain. You don't see it.
gentle mountain.